Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Because Dad's Day is coming up this weekend.
Oh.
And we've talked about a lot of different dad things. Today, we want to talk about you're going to see your dad over the week if you can't, like if your dad's still alive and still living in the state or whatever, or you're flying somewhere, or you're at least going to talk to him. We know that's going to be a good experience, a positive experience. So in true Slacker and Steve fashion, we want to come at this from the negative side.
Yeah. What dad don't know?
What dad don't know? What is it that you did when you were young that, or even now, what is there some deep, dark secret that you know your dad would be mortified,
yeah.
He'd be angry, he'd mm-hmm. be something. Now, I can't participate in this.
Why?
My parents are alive.
Yeah.
And they live here.
Uh-huh.
So,
and
if I say what dad don't know, dad will know.
You know what? I know a few things, so no. Why don't you go ahead? I'll go ahead. And
nope.
Because I know your dad. I'm afraid of your dad sometimes.
I don't know that there will ever be a day that I am not deathly afraid. My dad is in his 80s.
And he can still take you out.
He would absolutely wallop me.
Totally.
And he was a smoker most of his life, but he stopped, so now he's fast again.
That's true.
He's got lung capacity back.
He got older, but he's fast.
Yeah, no,
he's
I'm not going to say
he's
faster, anything.
Stronger.
Is there anything? Your parents, this is awful, but your father has passed,
yeah.
So... what is it that they didn't know about you?
Oh, a whole bunch of stuff. They know all the crimes that I got caught committing, but they have no idea most of the ones I haven't. I never really did anything to my parents that they don't know about.
Did they know about like your liquor, your bar robbery?
They didn't know about that one. Oh, the one about the dog, the family dog. Scamp, I know. I ended up breaking something, my mom's precious whatever.
Vase.
That, and our dog was getting a little bit older, so I said, oh, Scamp must have done it. And that's when my dad came home, and that's the day he decided, it's time to put down Scamp.
That was enough for Scamp.
It was enough for Scamp, and she was just fine, and she had nothing to do with it.
Scamp would add a lot more life.
If it wasn't for me lying about it.
Your dad don't know.
So he euthanized our dog because of me, basically.
That's a really happy Father's Day memory.
Well,
this is going swimmingly.
Well, mine was a downer, but everyone else is going to be fine.
Well, okay, let's see. Little D, your dad is in Thermopolis or somewhere, right?
He's in Casper, yeah.
Oh, okay, so...
Yeah, so my dad doesn't know that the day that
don't know.
Oh, sorry. My dad don't know.
Okay, we might say doesn't. We'll go back and forth.
The day that I turned 16, he drove me to Rifle, Colorado to get my driver's license. So he drove me an hour and a half to get my driver's license. We drove all the way back to Craig, where I grew up. And when we got back, there was a truck parked in the driveway for me. It had a big red bow on it. I was super excited.
That's cool.
He was happy to give it to me. So I jumped in. They handed me the keys. I was like, I'm going to go to my friend's house. I'm going to pick him up. We're going to go have a grand old time. So we got in the truck and we went out and we were cruising the streets. And my friend was like, let's go into the mountains. Let's see what we can do. You know, so we found some back mountain road, dirt road, and we were going on the dirt road. And as we're coming back down the mountain, my friend is like, hey, why don't you try to power slide this truck on the dirt road?
And I was like, your first day of driving?
First day of driving. And
yes,
I was like,
that's a genius
plan,
D.
That is a great idea.
Oh,
I will
God.
Do that. That is a great suggestion. And so I tried to power slide around this curve on the mountain, and I overcorrected, and we went off the side of the mountain, careened off the side of the mountain.
Did you roll?
Crashed the truck.
Dang.
Luckily, we didn't roll, but we bouncing all the way down the side of the mountain. We got back on the road finally. I looked over the truck. There wasn't any like really significant damage. The front of the hood was a little banged up. You know, there was some sagebrush caught under the bottom, the undercarriage. So we drove the truck home. I parked it in the driveway. And like 3 days later, my dad came outside and was like, where'd that dent come from? And I was like, you don't remember? The old guy that we bought the truck from said he hit a deer right before we bought
it. Nice.
And he's like... Oh, no, I didn't remember that. Okay. Went along his day.
You lied to your father.
What? Yes. Without a doubt. I totally crashed my car the very first day I had my license, the day that they handed me a truck for my birthday, and I wrecked it. And they have no idea.
Definitely handled.
I feel like we're going to get a lot of those. Yeah. I feel like we're going to get a lot of people who like broke something, crashed something. So we pulled some other stuff off of blogs and Reddit and whatnot. One person said what their dad doesn't know is the sheer quantities of LSD, MDMA, ketamine, DMT. What's DMT? Jeez. Xanax, coke, and other assorted drugs I've ingested in my music festival career.
Ugh.
Another person said what my dad doesn't know. I know my dad might not be my biological father.
Ooh, that's good stuff.
Could you hold on to that secret?
No, I'd have to confront somebody.
Somebody else. This is a really bad one. I found my parents' relations tape.
Oh.
Didn't know what it was, so I popped it in.
Heck yeah.
What my dad doesn't know is I feel like I'm going to puke every time I think about it.
Oh, just dad. Mom was fine in that bit, but dad, you made me want to puke. I just airbrushed half of them out of
it. Can I just say that I read that and that never occurred to me and you need a lot of help.
Oh, what do you mean me? She wrote it.
Oh, my God. What?
Had no problem with mom starring in that thing.
I just put duct tape over the screen. Right. Somebody else said when I was 13, I told my parents I was sleeping over at my friend's house.
Oh, we've all done that.
What dad doesn't know is I took a 4-hour bus ride to Los Angeles and watched Marilyn Manson play live in concert.
Well played. Nice.
Are you kidding me?
That's awesome.
This one's my favorite, and you're going to understand why in a second. I put my fist through the wall behind my old bedroom door at my parents' house. What my dad doesn't know is I strategically placed a Star Wars poster that is still there to this day. I live in fear of the day when he decides to remove that picture.
That's awesome.
No, I mean, thankfully, the Star Wars franchise lives on, so it's like, still relevant, leave it up. One more before we get yours. My dad doesn't know that I never graduated from university with a master's degree. He was so proud, he got me a mortgage on a home, bought me a car.
Oh, whoa.
I never, ever graduated. I even lied to my employer, but they never questioned it. I'm pretty educated in my field, so it's never been an issue.
Definitely handled.
I still give my dad $200 a week to help out.
Oh, out of guilt. That's
to try
cool.
to assuage some of the guilt for lying about completing your college education. All right, so if you're...
have to do the very last one. I know we don't have time to do it right now, but
what
you
is
have
it?
The very last one, you have to do it when we come back.
That was the very last one.
No, the other one.
Oh, okay.
You have to.
Oh, where she worked as a...
Yeah. Okay. All right, so... Why do you assume it was her?
Good point. Well played.
It was written feminine-like. It has a feminine voice to it.
So we'll give you one more of these, but we want your stories. What is the thing your dad don't know? Brett?
Hey.
Dad don't know. Doesn't know.
Something my dad does not know is when I was about 16, 17 years old, I was going to sneak out of the house to see a girlfriend of mine, and... I couldn't find the ladder, and I knew his work truck had one on it.
Oh.
So I took his work truck and drove all the way over to her house in this ginormous box truck just to use the ladder to get into her window.
And you never got caught?
And I never got caught. And to this day, he still does not know.
Nice. So,
I kind of love that.
Yes.
And
I couldn't figure out how to turn the lights on. So I drove the entire way with the brights on,
the flicker turn signal thingy. All right, that's an excellent one. Thank you, Brett. Meredith.
Yai!
Dad doesn't know.
Dad, I'm the reason why my mom left him.
Whoa. Wow.
That's a lot of information to process. Why did you break your parents up?
Right.
Because I threatened my mom that I would reveal her affair that she was having with another man. Oh. And that if she didn't leave him, that I would tell dad.
Dang.
You said you were literally, is that blackmail? Sort of.
Extortion.
It's an ultimatum. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like leave or
I told my mom. Yeah.
How did you know she was having an affair?
I ditched school. I was 16. I came home and the other guy was over.
Did you catch them in the act of?
I didn't like walk in on them as they were like engaging in their extracurricular activities, which is like the thought of it made me want to vomit. But this other guy who was like some guy from our office or something, I don't even know, like he was coming out of the bedroom, out of the bedroom.
How old were you?
I was 16.
Jeez.
And so right then you told her you leave forever or I will tell dad.
Yeah, basically. Like, the guy left, and it was so crazy because it's not like she stayed with the guy. This was this passionate fling, and I was heartbroken. I was devastated. I mean, it ruined our family, but I was just like, you cannot, you leave or I tell dad.
And your father was just blindsided then. It was like, your mother left. And has no idea that you're the reason.
And still doesn't.
And so dad does not know that I'm the reason why she left.
Dang. That's a lot for a 16.
That is. Do you feel like you'll ever tell him?
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
That's...
You still love your mom?
Oof.
You haven't even
great
seen
Great question.
Mom. Yeah, you haven't even talked
Do you care?
To... I'm angry. I'm still really angry at my mom because...
Wow.
My dad's a great guy. I love my dad so much. And I know my mom's good, of course, but she really, our people crumbled. Like our family crumbled because of her actions.
Wow. That is, that's a really heavy dad doesn't know. Thank you for the call, Meredith. Wow. Rashenda?
Yay.
Yay.
Well, dad doesn't know.
Daddy doesn't know that when I took his class my freshman year of college that I bought a paper that changed my grade from a B to an A.
Heck yeah.
In the class that he was teaching?
Yes, and he would grade the papers right there at the kitchen table, and I could have stolen the test, all sorts of fun things.
Good for you.
You think he doesn't realize you had a plagiarized paper?
No, I know he doesn't.
Because he's still so proud of you and like, yes. You remember that paper you wrote?
Exactly.
Well played.
How long ago was that?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. 1979.
I think you could tell him by now.
You think so?
Well, he's got dementia, so probably.
Oh! Right. You tell him every day.
Right. Exactly. Remember.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's pretty shady, but that's...
It's a perfect dad don't
know.
You
gotta do what you gotta do.
Thank you, Rashenda. We got to turn the VD back on here.
Oh, voice disguiser.
Candy?
Hi.
Hi.
Your voice disguiser is activated. What dad don't know?
He walked me down the aisle. I had a $40,000 wedding, but I am not married.
What?
How are you not? You didn't send the certificate in or what? It was all a ruse?
Yeah, we're not legally married, but we did the whole thing.
Wait, you let...
Dad stepped in, walked me down the aisle...
Why did you let him believe all that?
Pay for everything?
Yes. That's what?
Because I'm his only daughter and he wanted me to get married, and I'm still with the guy today, but we don't want to be legally married. We have kids, the whole bit, but not going to happen.
Wow.
That's a big one, Candy.
Your dad deserves, if he knew. Oh,
that's tough.
What dad don't know?
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.